This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meanwhile, the Nationals have named Josiah Gray their opening day starter. Fired up about this. They very easily, by the way, I know you guys don't want to hear this, they very easily could have just named Patrick Corbin the starter and not worried about the reaction. Final year of a six-year deal. Corbin, year in and year out, post Strasburg's injury and the departure of Scherzer, has been the opening day starter. It'd be a lifetime achievement award. He helped you win a World Series. One last trip around the league for him in his final year, the swan song of this contract. You just say, look, he's our veteran. He pays for the tabs when guys go to dinner. When we have team parties, everyone goes to his house in Florida. He's going to be our opening day starter. But they didn't. They have turned the page. They are crowning Josiah Gray, kind of the horse in the front of the rotation now. And I really think this is exciting and indicative maybe of what lies ahead this season. This is not just going to be the status quo, we're here to get our teeth kicked in kind of year that they've had the last couple of seasons, which is not to say they're going to win a whole lot more, but they're going to start prioritizing the next phase. That might mean calling up James Wood and Dylan Cruz as soon as they're ready very quickly. That might mean at some point making the decision that you roll with Trey Lipscomb over Luis Garcia, or maybe it's Lipscomb at third over Nick Senzel, right? When you start to tell me that you're going with Gray over Corbin, that you're thinking about not just what's been done in the past, but what lies ahead, we're in a different chapter of this rebuild. So I think that was probably a really healthy thing for Nats fans to get to see this weekend. Gray is 26. Last year he posted every 5 days over 30 starts, pitched in 160 innings. Used to be you make 30 starts, you pitch close to 200 innings, but just not that way. Now guys get yanked fifth, sixth inning all the time. But you want to see him get closer to 200 frames, continue to work deeper into games. I think, has more in the tank than what we saw last year. He was outstanding in the first half, and he made the All-Star team in the National League and then kind of fizzled out down the stretch. But if he could be better for longer into this season and have a second half that rivals what he did in the first half last year, then he's going to pitch like a number two type starter. They don't really have a true ace. I think Mackenzie Gore probably got the highest ceiling of anyone in the rotation right now. He could be the closest thing they have to a number one in the org. They're going to have to go spend money at some point, both on a bat and a pitcher, to just kind of supplement this thing with some of the kids they've got coming. They're way better off as far as the minor leagues and the system goes with prospects who are hitters. That's James Wood, who you've heard a lot about in spring training. That's Dylan Cruz, the number two pick out of LSU. And there are many, many others. Pitching's not quite the same. Hopefully, Cavalli can stay healthy this year. He'll be in the rotation. He's probably a mid-rotation type starter. They've got a lot of what I would consider 4-5 type guys. Jake Irvin, Jackson Rutledge, Mitchell Parker among them. They'll all be pitching in the show at different points this season. But they don't really have a front-of-the-rotation guy. And so in the meantime, the closest thing you've got to being both high upside and a bona fide veteran is Gray, so you give him the call on opening day. They open on the road, though. Their home opener is on April 1st. Here in D.C., I really hope they save Mackenzie Gore for that start. Because I got to be honest, I just think it'd be a bummer if we're all getting ready to go over to Nats Park and 40,000 of you guys are going to be sitting in that ballpark for one of the few times it's packed all year long. And like Trevor Williams is starting. I just don't think that moves the needle to the same extent. So if I was Davey, and to my knowledge, he has not publicly lined this up yet, but I would go with JoJo on opening day, Corbin in the second game. I would come back with probably Jake Irvin in the third game. And then I would have the home opener, which is really the opening day from a fan standpoint that matters a little bit more. I'd have that be Mackenzie Gore. And my guess is the competition wages on between Trevor Williams and Zach Davies, and maybe Davies is their fifth starter for the second game of the season. But you might not need the fifth starter to make that second start at home right away because of some built-in off days. You'd be right back to Josiah Gray. So that's how I would line it up if I was Martinez. But I did like seeing that. Good news for Nats fans this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.